Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the One to Count On for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Waco student Mason Lee about the National Junior High Finals Rodeo. To start things off, I'd like you to just tell me a little bit about your horse.
My horse's name is Petey, and he just turned 14, and his main event is barrels, but other than that, he does goats, but he's really awesome at barrels.
Is 14 old for a horse, or is that still relatively young?
No, that's still pretty young. Typically, they live till 20, 25 in there.
What do you like best about Petey?
Our bond between each other. He loves to follow me around. We get along really great.
How long have you been riding horses?
I've been riding since before I could walk, but I started riding by myself at the age of 3.
What do you enjoy most about riding?
All the families you get to meet along the road and the friends.
How did you figure out that you wanted to do barrel racing?
I think my dad just kind of sat out barrels in the arena, and I took after it on an old mare who already knew how to do it, and she taught me. So.
What do you enjoy most about barrel racing?
Getting to know, like, your horse and being able to ride many different ways and all the different horses you can be around and ride with.
So what was the state rodeo event like?
It's tight competition, and it's really fun, and I suggest everybody should go do it.
So for the national event, would you say you're more excited, or would you say that you're more nervous?
More excited. I'm ready to see all the memories I get to make and the friends and family we get to meet.
How do you think you're going to do once you get there?
If I keep my nerves down, I think we'll do just fine. My horse will take care of me.
Can you walk us through your preparation as you make your way towards nationals?
A lot of trotting and miles down the road, and then a little bit of practice in the arena, and that's all he needs.
So is it scored, or is it just a timed event?
It all comes down to an average of 3 times, and the short go, if you make it in the first 2 rounds, and then it ends up in the short go, and then from there on.
So when you were at the state finals, did you know that you were a finalist or that you were going to advance to the nationals?
Coming into state finals, I was sitting 5th, and then from then on, I don't like to worry about the points. So if I know, like, the points are in my head, that's all I think about, and it affects my game. So I didn't really know until my last run on Monday, and my parents told me that I made it by 2 points. It was very close all year.
What was the feeling like when you had discovered that you made it?
I guess it hasn't really hit me until I'm actually on my way to Tennessee, or I'm already there and my horse is in the stall, then that's when it hits me that I've accomplished something.
So do you hope to continue to do this as you get older?
Yes, I hope to make it someday to the Wrangler NFR in Vegas.
So is that the professional circuit then?
Yes. And yeah, it's where all the world champions come and compete.
So you've been riding horses since you were old enough to stand. So is that just something that you've always known that you've wanted to do?
Yeah, I guess I was kind of born into it. My dad just put me on a horse and I took off from there.
So is there anything else that you'd like to let people know, or perhaps a message that you'd like to give someone?
I want to thank you to all my family and friends who have supported me, and my sponsors, Western Edge, and remember, she who works the hardest wins.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Mason Lee. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.